have the Honorable Cliff McCollum officiating.
Thereby stretching the definition of honorable, per usual.
The questionable Cliff McCollum.
The questionable, that's much more fitting. Here comes the bride, looking absolutely gorgeous and blue. All right, we ready?
We are ready.
All right, well, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the middle of Church Street in front of these wonderful people, most of whom I assume y'all know. Some of them might be random strangers who are like, what are these crazy people doing? And to all you out there in Radio Land, let me tell you, beautiful sight here on Church Street this evening before we all get mowed down by the floats. So let's cut to it. The best way to always start a wedding off, even a Mardi Gras wedding in the middle of the street outside a radio station, is with a prayer. So if you'll bow your heads with me, crowd and people at home. Lord, we just ask you to bless this wedding. Bless this wonderful couple, Mark and Christina, as they begin their journey of wedded bliss together tonight. Lord, let the signal be clear on this broadcast and on their marriage. Hey. In your name we say, amen.
Amen.
All right. I tried to do a radio metaphor. I'm not really built for it because I don't really know that much about radio.
Okay.
So, other than I have a face for it. So, y'all ready?
We are ready.
All right. So, we're going to begin with you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Repeat after me. I, Mark, take you, Christina.
I, Mark, take you, Christina.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
And in sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part. And I promise I will always bring you the good peanut butter.
Well, I was gonna let you have a little moment, but okay. We can tack that on. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Chunky or smooth?
Crunchy.
She loves the crunchy.
Well, that's a choice. All right. Christina, you ready?
I am ready.
All right. I, Christina, take you, Mark.
I, Christina, take you, Mark.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
And if you'd like to do a little add-on, you're more than welcome to as well.
Always plan to be your goofy butt.
Yay! I like it when it's personal, don't y'all, crowd? Give us a cheer.
That's right.
Y'all are pretty good. I'll pay y'all later. All right, now we come to the ring part of the ceremony. Now, the ring is a symbol of eternity. It is an outward sign of an inward and spiritual bond which unites two hearts in endless love. And not just the Diana Ross version. So, as a token of that love and of your deep desire to be forever united in heart and soul. All right, let's see who gets to go first this time. It's my choice because I'm leading this thing. Mark, we're going to go with you.
Hi.
Put your ring on your lady's finger. Repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness for you.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness for you.
All right, the ring is on, folks. Give me a cheer. All right, Christina, you got Mark's ring. You want me to grab your bouquet? I got you.
I'm glad you finished.
Love it.
The bouquet?
The bouquet.
Sorry, I go a little extra something. That's a whole nother type of thing. All right, so, Mark, I give you this ring.
Mark, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness for you.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness for you. To you?
To you, for you, with you. You pick your preposition of choice.
Sorry,
and you.
I can't remember.
All right. The ring is on. Give me another cheer. All right. Now, this is always my favorite part, because I get to talk for a while and y'all just have to stand there awkwardly holding hands until I tell you you can do what you want to do. So I'm going to take this moment to recite several poems from The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. No, I'm not going to do that at all. I'm going to say, by the power vested in me by the state of Alabama, by the Universal Life Church, and by the good folks here at WABF, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Sir, you may kiss your bride. To those of you in Radio Land listening to the kiss, it was a good solid kiss. Probably a 7 or an 8 on the scale of all-time wedding kisses that I've seen as in my duty as an officiant. So, it is my great pleasure to announce to this assembled crowd, people of Church Street, and the listeners out there in Radio Land, as Lori grins on from the booth, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Mark Swally. Lori, give me a recessional.
All right, you have just listened to the wedding of Mark and Christina live on the radio, WABF. We'll be back with coverage from the Order of Mystic Magnolias here shortly. Stay tuned, WABF. And this is for Mark and Christina.
Now to be among you at the calling of your heart, rest assured this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain, for whenever two or more of you are gathered, shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two should be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man. Of your spirits here has caused him to remain.
shack is singing to you. Words to say when I kiss you. I feel a thousand different feelings, a color of chills all over my body. We'll be right back.
is tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you care.
me.